gente de torturas de los escuadrones de la muerte entrenados aquí en la Escuela de las Américas.
I am Maria, I am a Salvadoran torture survivor, and I was tortured by the death squad in El Salvador that were trained by the School of the Americas here.
Y para no hacer larga esta intervención, quiero decirles que yo escribo poemas sobre las vivencias de la guerra.
And in order to be brief, I will just tell you that I write poems about what it's like to live during war.
Y aquí la compañera va a leer un poema en inglés y yo después voy a declamarlo en español.
And I am first going to read a poem written by Maria Guardado in English, and afterwards she will read it in Spanish.
Quiero decirle que el poema Madre está inspirado en las miles de madres que buscaban a sus hijos antes, durante la guerra y después, y aún no los encuentran.
And I would like to say that this poem is inspired by the thousands of mothers that are looking for their families during, before, during, and after the war. Okay, the poem is called Mother. My dearest son, where are you that I cannot find you? I've searched for you over cliffs, on pathways, in rivers, and in oceans. And in all the different places where I am told that there are bodies. For days, I've laid siege upon the beaches, firmly staring out at the water, as if waiting for a great miracle to happen, that the breakers might bring me your cadaver. I go home traumatized and taciturn, searching for you among the heads that hang and roll due to the opulent barbarity of the people's enemies. But, my son, you are not here. They are the children of other mothers. I look for you in the countryside and the cities, picking up the torn legs and arms of corpses torn asunder by dogs, wanting to find traces of you. Those two merciful birthmarks, but today, like yesterday, you are not there. They are the children of other mothers. Finally, I try my last alternative. My dearest son, searching for you in every one of the prisons from whence I came out, with my heart strengthened by anger, for my only crime is that of being a mother. Yet, I was beaten without pity by the beastly guards. Today, I said, I'll look for you no longer, beloved son. Even though my heart is broken, may God grant me peace of mind so that I may embrace as my own true child that thing for which you are still fighting and which you often spoke of as so beautiful, which is called liberty, liberty, liberty.